Yeah, one with Scott and Jason Mraz. I'm yours. Okay, then let's answer some listeners' queries on Dear Scott, read out by the posh lady from Radio 4. First one.
Today, Chappers, Becky, the posh Radio 4 lady, the one who doesn't speak, and Big Ears.
Oi!
Right, no, this is...
Hang on, why would you assume that's you?
Well, because who else is it going to be?
That's a good point, I suppose.
This is after that man from Chile emailed me, who has really big ears, like myself, which he says some people find really attractive.
I'm sure.
He hasn't been back on for a while,
hasn't he?
I'm sure he will now.
It's Chris off of Fox FM in Melbourne, Australia here.
Hi, Chris.
As someone who works in radio, I hate receiving emails from listeners clarifying minute points of detail that hardly matter to anyone. So, to clarify something you said in the podcast last week, Joe Dolce and Shut Up Your Face was in fact an Australian song.
Why were we talking about Shut Up Your Face last week?
Because you were going on about music in the old days was rubbish.
And here's the proof. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no
respect. What do you think you do? It is really catchy, though. If I've seen someone who looks a bit stressed or upset over the last couple of days, I had to start singing, what's the matter, you? That's not a good look, is it?
It's really not a good look, no.
I'm turning into my dad.
You need to sort that right out. Anyway.
He was born in the US, but lived here when he recorded the song. It is considered an Aussie classic, and in fact is the most successful song in Australian music history for 28 years straight. So don't slag him off, because then you'll be dealing with Aussie Italians. Really, I just wanted to hear the posh Radio 4 lady say, shut up o' your face.
If you listen carefully though, you can, when you know that, you can tell he's Australian. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? It's in there, isn't it? It's in there.
Where? It's a not so
bad. It's a nice surprise. Shut up
your face. You great galah.
Yeah.
How can that be? What about Kylie?
No, they don't like her there.
No?
She's Australian, yeah?
Well, no, not even... Bigger than Kylie's more successful than Joe Dolce.
Bigger than Natalie Achill-Imbruglia.
Yeah, and Savage Garden.
Yeah. And,
Stefan Dennis.
And Stefan Dennis. Bigger than all them.
Finally, you'll be happy to know that my mum really loved Becky's Classifieds, but was glad that I, as she put it, worked for a normal radio show. Okay, guys, I'm off to ride my kangaroo into work. Love you. Chris, XOXOX.
Wow. They must be so proud that Joe Dolce's from Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, so apologies to the whole Dolce family and to all Australians for getting that wrong. And what you're saying about this show not being normal... What's abnormal about this show?
I thought it was a bit rude, to be honest.
Really rude. But thanks anyway, Chris. Next.
Hello, Scott. My boyfriend, who is also called Scott, sings in the shower quite a lot. So I thought, why not film him and then put it on YouTube while he's asleep? His strong Geordie accent makes his version of Beyoncé's Single Ladies even better, I think. Lots of love, Sonia Gelman.
It was good, this. Thanks, Sonia.
Right.
So she's put this on YouTube while I was asleep. And it's called, on YouTube, Beyoncé in the Shower. And it's only got about 100 hits. You'd think something called Beyoncé in the Shower might get like
millions.
A few... Yeah, millions, but it hasn't. Until now. Anyway, this is it.
Sonia?
Yeah? Yeah. Nothing.
Alice.
I'm just listening to you because you're funny.
I'm just listening.
I'm not doing anything.
You recording it?
No.
Are you recording it? No.
He's in a shower, is he?
Hmm.
It's not a power shower, is it? That sounded like a trickle.
It's just a small dribble, wasn't it? And that annoys me on a shower. What about you?
Yeah, and me too. Oh. Are you sure he's in the shower and not having a wee?
No,
it sounded
definitely
very much like... Hey, it sounds like he's having a wee.
If that's a wee, it's going everywhere.
Yeah.
Funny.
So I don't want to put a ring on it.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one that doesn't talk, and the wonderful posh Radio 2 lady.
Four.
Was listening to your podcast, and I think they are awesome. I live in Canada. I moved to Canada 3 years ago. I was listening to Dear Scott, and there was someone from my neck of Canada, and the posh Radio 2 lady pronounced the place wrong. Regina. It rhymes with a lady's girly bits. The Rolling Stones were able to pronounce it right.
Well, they know about that kind of thing.
You should come over to Saskatoon, pronounced Saskatoon, and watch hockey, the national sport. It's more fun than wrestling. From a long-distance fan of the show, Rachel from Saskatoon, Canada. Eh? P.S. I would pay $1 million to see you and JSL wrestle anytime. Come on.
Yeah, sadly, there's no word from JSL as yet, but I can still have that little one, Aston. And sorry to all the residents of Regina. Here we are.
Get it right.
Next.
We have a question that we would like to ask Scott Mills. For the charity Northwest Cancer Research Fund, we are holding a ladies' night, which focuses on a catwalk fashion show of ladies' luxury lingerie.
Good morning.
To open the night, we are hoping to have a naked butler to serve sparkling wine to the ladies as they enter. And we think that Scott would love to be part of something like this. Could we possibly ask Scott to be a naked butler for us? We would be very grateful if you could help to arrange this for us. Kind regards, Lucinda Bray, Northwest Cancer Research Fund.
You know what? Sometimes it's amazing how wrong you can be, isn't it?
And we think that Scott would love to be part of something like this.
Sometimes you can think something and you can just be so way off the mark.
What, you don't want to do your bit for charity?
No, I'm going to do some stuff for charity, but unfortunately, it's not going to be that. Nobody wants to see that.
Chap has ran an entire marathon. The least you can do is stand with an apron on in the nude.
I knew when we played this one I was going to get a guilt trip.
You got naked in the comic relief office.
Charity, what?
You got naked in the comic relief office.
Yeah, that was by mistake.
Why can't you get naked in front of them?
No, I'm not serving people carver with no clothes on.
You can have a little apron. It's only from the back.
No, I'm very happy to do. Very happy to
sound
do
like an expert in these things, Becky.
You know that. When I worked on Coxie's show, she had some in, I'm sure.
Okay.
Naked butlers.
Anyway, it's not going to be me.
Completely naked, trust me.
All right, whatever
Come
it is.
Come on, we'll get you a tiny apron, you can do it.
I'm all right, thanks, but thank you very
flannel?
Much.
Flannel?
What?
Just have a flannel or hold. Just hold
no,
a flannel
I'm not doing. No. Oh, Noisettes, Don't Outside the Rhythm, it's Radio 1 with Scott, and now let's answer some more of your questions you've been sending in. What happens is you send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, and a posh woman off Radio 4 reads them out and we answer them. Here's the next one.
Dear Scott, I'm currently a PhD candidate at Cornell University in upstate New York, USA. A few weeks ago, I went to my undergrad roommate's wedding in Dayton, Ohio. I drove from Cornell to Dayton, about 9 hours by car, after dark one night. I was in the midst of listening to one of your podcasts when a deer jumped in the road. I hit it, killing it.
Oh, whoops. Rubbish. Have you ever done that?
No.
No.
I did, because I grew up in the countryside. I did hit a deer, but it
grew
jumped...
Grew up in the countryside.
I grew up in the countryside. I hit a deer, and then it jumped into the next field, didn't it?
Is that?
So it just bounded off as if nothing had happened to it. Boing. My car cost me an absolute fortune. The car was worth, I think.
And the deer just walked off and was like, I'm fine.
Well, it jumped from, like, one field across the road into another field, and I got in the way in between. It served me right.
Oh, well.
See, there weren't many deers on the streets of Sale when I was growing up, so that's probably why I never hit one.
Actually, I used to live in Sale for a bit. Brooklands Row, yeah?
Yeah.
And there isn't any, is there?
No.
No.
Strange.
Yeah.
A policeman soon arrived and asked the following three questions in the following order.
Okay, good.
1. Are you all right?
Good first question, that, I think.
2. What the hell is that? One of the Sarah Cox food medleys was in mid-run.
Can you imagine? So there you are. On a big highway in America. You've just hit and killed a deer. You're in a bit of shock. An American policeman stops you and hears this coming out the radio.
McDonald's Big Mac, a couple of milkshakes, pub snack. My lunch, Keener's mustard.
What the hell is that?
Disappointments. Lamb chops. Mint sauce.
Vegetable food. Vegetarian deer.
3. Would you like to keep the deer? Cheers, Patrick.
Thanks, Patrick. That was really... I wasn't expecting that random ending.
Would you like to keep the deer?
Well, I think in some countries... I'm not sure if this is actually true, but I know in Australia, there are restaurants that if there's roadkill, you can take it along and they'll cook it for you.
What?
You kill it, we grill it. But
no way.
Yeah.
You kill it, we grill it?
I'm not saying...
Are you doing some advert for some...
What is...
No.
Up with that?
Hi, I'm Becky of Becky's Classified. You kill it, we grill it. Are you on some kind of
I'm sure it's
commission
illegal,
from Australian
roadkill restaurants?
Yeah.
Oh. The one that doesn't speak's just Googling now, I'm sure something will be confirmed. Have I just made that up?
Possibly.
How did I make that up, though? That's a ridiculous thing to make up.
What, that email person doesn't say whether he kept it or not.
No, doesn't say. Email back, because they listen to the podcast. Hell,
so are you saying that, presumably, the policeman, because he thought this bloke was obsessed with food, because he'd heard Cox's food medley, thought that he might want to keep the deer to eat?
Double deer.
I'm not a detective, but that's kind of where I thought... I thought that might have been what he thought.
No. Next.
Hiya.
Hi.
I would just like to say that after listening to how much fun you were having in the lift the other day, I decided to try it at school today. But I didn't stand up in time, so as the doors opened, my head of year was waiting to come in and gave me a week's worth of detentions. It was worth it, though. Loving the show. Jess Reeves. Lots of X's. Also, could you please tell Greg James that he looks like a less ginger version of Little Cook from Big Cook, Little Cook? Loves ya.
He does.
I don't know who that is.
As an expert in Big Cook, Little Cook, yes, that's very true. He does look like the big one from Big... No, the little one from Big Cook, Little Cook, but without the ginger hair. That's right.
Good.
I think that's a... I'm not a teacher, but I think that's a bit harsh.
It is harsh.
Giving a week's worth of 10 detentions or whatever she got for sitting down in a lift.
That is harsh.
Look how many people on the text know different roadkill restaurant slogans.
From your grill to ours.
It's a very popular one. Plus, thanks to Jane on Brooklands Road at the moment. Apparently, no deer.
Right. See? No deer in sale.
No.
It's confirmed. Next.
Arete, Scotty.
All right.
Can you help me, please? I keep on trying to find out the name of that electro band that I think are friends with Becky. They sound a bit like MGMT. Every time I hear the tune, I always miss the band and song name. Waxa Belters like. Cheers, Topper.
What electro band are you mates with?
I don't know. And that's what's confused me.
Is it Erasure?
Who?
Who were they?
No, I don't know anybody in an electro band.
Right. Well, we can't help them then, can we? Because we don't know what they're on about.
How on earth... Why would they think that you are friends with...
I'm thinking it might be the other Becky that works here. Maybe she could be friends with someone who works in an... Someone that's in an electro band. Someone might have said they're friends with... I don't know.
Okay.
It might be Kings of Leon. They're not electro,
are they? No.
Plus, you're not... You're not more importantly...
You're not friends with Kings of Leon.
Only in your head are you friends with Kings of Leon. And in your
dreams... You need to address this, because this keeps coming up all the time. All the time this comes up. Apart from Kings of Leon, my friends. What? Anyway, sorry we can't... sorry we can't help you more, person. Because we don't know what electro band she's friend with.
But yeah. If you do want to get in touch with Kings of Leon, she can obviously...
She's your woman.
Yeah.
Next.
Dear Scott and Entourage. Hey there from Brazil.
I love that, Entourage.
I listen to your podcasts regularly. I'm always hopelessly lagging behind and absolutely love the show. I think it was last week you were looking for things that everyone likes. Harry Hill and whatnot. Well, I know what everyone likes. It's you, Scotty. Everybody loves you. Especially with that husky voice you had last week. That was so hot. Scott, women want you. Men want to be you. Or was that the other way around?
Quite possibly.
Anywho, I got a house by the beach. You can come any time you like. And don't worry about your ears. They can come too. XXX, Chris.
Well, thanks very much, Chris, for the invitation the house on the beach in Brazil. Do you think we're all invited? That'd be quite good.
No, I think it's just you and Chris, I think.
Is anyone a little disturbed by that?
That was so hot.
She's done that before, hasn't she?
She has done that before, you know it.
Oh, please don't.
That was so hot.
Becky's had to take her headphones off.
That was so hot.
She's an expert in that.
That was so hot.
All right, stop. If you want to get in touch with us, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email. Use it. So I'm going to go off in a minute, but first it's Dear Scott again. More of your correspondence you've been sending in.
Hi, Scott, Chappers, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady. I was recently listening to some old podcasts, and I came across one which was just after Barioki. You and Becky and Chappers were saying that if one of the listeners was called, for example, Sydney, you could do a Sydney-oki in Australia, mon. Well, my sister is called Savannah. and I thought that this summer we could do a Savannah-oki. It would be a great excuse to go to America, Doot Mun. She is always singing around the house, and on a weekend morning she always wakes me up, so I think that she would be up to the job. Anyway, let me know what you think. Love the show, laughing smiley. James, off of Doncaster.
No, I've never been to Savannah, but the one that doesn't speak has and says it's really, really nice.
Excellent. Well, let's go with Savannah Idol.
Savannah Idol?
Well, Savannah-oki, whatever.
Thanks for listening. Savannah-oki, yeah. Maybe. Credit crunch at the moment, though. Probably not right now.
Okay.
Let's wait till we come out of this dark time. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one that doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady, who is quite cool, laughing smiley.
Put that in yourself.
I was just listening to your show from Wednesday, and it's 12:50 in the morning. I just listened to you lot singing, and it's made me cry with laughter. It's so funny. Cheered me up so much. My history coursework, due in on Thursday, is depressing. And this has cheered me up so much. I just randomly think it would be funny to hear the posh Radio 4 lady say snuggle and buggle. Hee hee hee. Tongue sticking out smiley. Love the show and have the podcasts on my iPod. Laughing smiley. Whoop. From Charlotte, off of Portsmouth. P.S. I now say off of and actual more now I've listened to you do it. Lol.
Yeah, sorry about that. That does happen sometimes.
Your fault.
Yeah. Next.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky slash Napoleon, and the one that doesn't speak. Imagine my annoyance when I was listening to the latest download, Animals, Spies and OAPs, 3rd of March, 09, and it didn't reveal who the old people were describing for the last one. The one Chappers thought was you. You know, the 40-year-old, old lady one. Please let the podcast listeners know who they were describing. It's driving me mad. Love the show. Emily, Southampton.
Sorry, podcast listeners. These were the old people describing...
And he makes... When he's doing his programme, he does funny faces, you know.
Yeah.
He's 40, at least.
Glasses, livers in world, glasses.
Yes, comedy, isn't it? Look alike him.
Comedy, isn't it?
Look alike him.
And she looks like him. The old lady.
And he makes... When he's doing his programme, he does... Funny faces, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, comedy, isn't it?
Comedy, funny faces, about 40. It was Harry Hill.
Ah. Oh.